No. No, seriously? Show it to me. Baby! Congratulations. You got in. Oh my god, I knew you could do it. Yes, I did. I've been saying it the whole time. I'm so proud of you. Oh my god, you got in. Oh, I know. But look, all that hard work paid off. Oh my god, we have so much to do. I can't believe you're starting school in 2 months. Oh. Of course I'm so excited for you. College is amazing. Yeah. Oh. I mean, part of me doesn't want to relive school because schoolwork was a nightmare, but the experience of it was amazing. Why, baby? No, I get it. You know, starting new experiences are, it's scary. It's like going to a new school. You know, you feel like, at least I always did, I always felt like the odd man out every time I would, like, move schools. And then you have to, like, make new friends. But the difference is, with college, everyone's the odd man out, you know? Sure, some people might know some other people from, like, oh, we went to high school together. But for the most part, everyone's new there, you know? Everyone's in the same boat you are. And it's easier than you think to make friends. It is. It's, I remember one of my first classes. It was, like, this English class. And, oh, yeah, this is a long time ago. But it was an English class. And, or was it creative writing? It was one of the two. It was English or creative writing. And first, I didn't know where the building was. So I came to campus, like, an hour and a half early. And I was walking around campus trying to, like, figure out where the building was. It was, like, you know, 107J in the something-something annex. And I was like, where are any of those things? Completely lost. It's been, like, 30 minutes and I find it. The whole time, you know, super anxious, head down, just a nervous wreck. Because I was like, I don't belong here. I don't, like, you know, just like that running through my head. And I find the room and I, you know, just sit on the ground in front of the door, kind of not blocking the door, just like next to it. Because there's, like, a class going on in there and I was just, like, waiting. And, yeah, I was just kind of hanging out there and this person comes up, this girl. Well, she became my friend eventually, but we're not there in the story yet. She was also a nervous wreck, and we were just me awkwardly sitting on the ground, her awkwardly standing there, just completely in silence for like 10 minutes, both of us just too afraid to talk, until eventually I just like muster up all the courage I had and go, are you taking creative writing too? And then she goes, yeah. And from that small exchange started a conversation, and from that conversation started a beautiful friendship. And we're still friends to this day. Yeah. And then I also met a guy I was sitting next to in that class. We, you know, we had to read our stories out loud, and I was like, oh, that's a really good story. And we started talking about, you know, influences and stuff, and then we became friends too. Like, it's kind of nice how organically you can find friendships in college, because usually you're doing things that you want to do. Like in high school, you were always going to classes that you had to go to. You know, you were like, oh, I got to take statistics, or, oh no, I have to take marine biology or whatever it is. Like your classes aren't really given to you in the same freedom that college is. Like, you know, college, you just do what you want to do for the most part. I mean, sure, you have to do some classes for your degree, but assumably the degree you're going for is something you love. So you tend to find people that are just as passionate and in love with the thing you're in love with too. And like that like interest is the best jumping off point to meeting anyone and getting close to anyone and befriending anyone. So it's not as scary as you think, you know? I promise, you're not going to feel alone. And at the end of every day, you come home and you can tell me all about it. All the good, all the bad, all the frustrating. Because there will be some frustrating. There'll be papers that are so long you can't even fathom finishing them. And there'll be midterms that are, you know, thicker than your textbooks. But at the end of all of it, you walk away with a degree and a ton of really good memories. Yeah. You just gotta be positive. Yeah. Because I believe that whatever energy you're going into a situation with is the stuff that you're usually gonna find. So if you go in there thinking, you know, it's going to be terrible and you're going to hate it and you're stressed and nervous and afraid, then you might find all those things. But if you go in there with an open mind and thinking positively and thinking, I'm going to meet a lot of really cool people, I'm going to learn a lot of really cool things, and I'm going to have a really, really good time, you're probably going to run into all those things too. I think you're going to do fucking amazing in college. I really, really believe that. More than I believe that, I just like know it in my core. You are so bright. You're really, 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 really smart. You're beautiful. You're tons of fun to be around. Trust me, I'm around you all the time. People there are going to see the same things I see. Yes, they really will. It's hard to feel that now, but just try to be positive. Try to be open-minded. And, you know, the world might surprise you. I'm pretty sure this experience is going to surprise you. Yeah. I love you. I'm really proud of you for getting in. I can't wait to pick classes with you and, okay, just making some input. I won't, because if I had it my way, I'd make you do crazy classes. Oh, you're definitely doing some coding. No, I know. You can do whatever you want. I don't care. I just want you to be happy. I just want you to try new things, get out of your comfort zone, and just enjoy the next 4 years. Because they go by in a flash. And they're just some of the best memories you're going to have. I mean that. They are. College is fantastically fun. For so many reasons. I'm excited I get to be your co-pilot on this journey. Of course. I'll help you whatever I can. You know that. Promise. I love you too.